You ready?
Amen.
Let's read it together. Begin.
For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen. Amen. This scripture is probably well known. I know this very well. This scripture summarizes the entire Bible, 66 books in the Bible. 66 books in the Bible. This verse describes God's heart, His plan for you very well. The gospel means good news. And the good news is that Jesus Christ came to this earth. Hallelujah. When you see a news this day, you hardly hear good news. When was the last time you hear good news from the news? A long time ago, maybe. But these days, it's hard to hear good news. But today, I came here with the good news.
Amen.
That Jesus Christ loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The gospel starts in the Bible. Gospel starts with, for God. For God. Gospel starts with God. Because there's a God, there's a hope. Because there's a God, there's meaning. Without God, we are meaningless, we are hopeless and helpless.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because man, we all die. The end of our life is a handful of ash. But because there's God, we have hope. Because there's a God, we have eternal life. So thank God, there's a God. There's God who loves us. Thank God that there's a God we can trust, that we can rely on. And His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our God. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. There's only one God, one true God in this whole world. And His name is? Come on, you say it. There's only one and only one true God in this world. And His name is?
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let me prove it from the scriptures. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 and verse 14. Let me prove it. All right, let's read it together. Begin.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
And the Word was God, and He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. Verse 14.
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life.
No. 14? 14 of them. Okay.
14?
No 14? Alright. Verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14. Okay? The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. Okay, so let's go back to John chapter 1. Okay, in the beginning, this beginning is before the creation. In the beginning was the?
Word.
The Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Word is a person. Why? Because the Bible says, the Word was with God. So this person called the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see? And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Through Him all things were made. The heavens and the earth and everything that you see, Jesus Christ is the Creator. Because the Word was with God, He was God, and then all things were made through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Jesus Christ that we believe is not just the Son of God, but He is the Creator. He is God. In verse 14, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. So Jesus, who is God, made His dwelling among us, came to this earth in the flesh. So Jesus is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is not just a prophet. Jesus is not just the Son of God. He is God. It's a mystery. We believe in triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We believe in triune God. They're one, but they're three. Triune God, three, one. So God has God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We believe in triune God. And that triune God's name is?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So the good news starts with God. Okay, there's a God who loves you. There's God who has a plan for you. And His name is Jesus Christ. And Bible continues with, for God so loved the world. And this Jesus, who came here in the flesh, He loves you so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of Jesus, you are acceptable. Say acceptable.
Acceptable.
Say this to somebody. Because of Jesus, you are acceptable. Some of you, you may not be accepted by someone that you love. Your husband, your wife, your parents. Someone that you love, maybe you have not been accepted. And being rejected is a very painful thing. But because of Jesus, you are acceptable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when God sees you through Jesus, through His Son. So when God sees you through Jesus, you are well accepted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Not only accepted, you are lovable. You are lovable. Okay? All of you, you are so handsome. And you are so beautiful. Okay? You are handsome, you are beautiful. But not because you are handsome and beautiful, you are lovable. But you are created in the image of God. That's why you're lovable. And Jesus is in you. That's why you're lovable. Hallelujah. Okay, you tell the person next to you and say, you are lovable because Jesus is in you. All right, you tell them, show me your Jesus. Can you say Jesus is in me?
Jesus is in me.
No, can you say that? Really? Jesus is in you?
Jesus.
Amen?
Amen?
Jesus is in you, Jesus is in Him. Alright? Now, because of Jesus, we're acceptable, we're lovable, and we are forgivable. Now, some of you may think that God can never forgive you some certain kind of sin, but you're wrong. God can forgive any kinds of sin. There's no sin that God cannot forgive. God forgave your past, your present, your future. All the sins of your life, God has already forgiven on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you are acceptable, you're lovable, you're forgivable. One of the things in this world that hurts people is misunderstanding. If somebody misunderstands you, that it hurts you, isn't it? Right? Well, there's a person in this entire whole world, whole universe, who has been misunderstood for the big time. His name is Jesus, God. Because we have tendency to think that God is a mean God. God is upset. God is a scary God. If I do something wrong, then He will punish me with a big hammer. Or he would strike me with a thunder. Yeah? There's so many people who think God is very scary. No, that's a misunderstood. God is love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says God is love. God is not a scary God. He is love. And because His nature is love, He cannot help Himself but to love. You see, that's who He is. When you look at an apple tree, You will see what? If you see an apple tree, you will see the fruit of what? Apple. Why? Because it's apple tree. Hallelujah. If God is love, okay, He cannot help Himself but to love. And that God, Jesus Christ, He has entered into you. You cannot help yourself but to love. Amen. Are you getting me? You see, if somebody has done wrong to you, and you try to forgive, you try to love that person, you can never do that. You see, you and I, we don't have love. So we cannot love our friends, our enemies. No. But when God, who is love, enter into our being, then it is natural. It's natural for us to love somebody. It's not a difficult thing. It becomes natural. Hallelujah. How many of you have experienced that? You know what I'm talking about, huh? If somebody has done wrong to you, but naturally you have forgiving heart and it's easy to forgive them. You know what I'm talking about? How many of you experienced that? Oh, only two here. Raise your hand one more time. You experience that natural forgiveness and natural love. Raise your hand. Huh? Okay. Now a little bit more. If I ask one more time, more. Why? What's the matter with you? You're not sure? Brothers and sisters, to love somebody is very easy. Because God, who is love, He has entered into you. He lives in your spirit. Amen. Amen. So when you look at your brother from your spirit perspective, it is so easy. But then when you look at your brother from your soul perspective, your soul, who you are, right? You're self-centered. Then it's very hard. Because yourself says, hate that person, or revenge, or payback. But from spirit, who is God? God is spirit. God is love. To God, it is so easy. It's so easy to forgive, so easy to love. So the good news is, Jesus Christ, who is God, He has entered into your being. And He lives in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
If you're not sure, today, after I share the message, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And God will begin to do a miraculous work. God will begin to do a wonderful job in your heart, in your life. And you know what I'm talking about. When God is alive in your life, it is so easy to forgive. It is so easy to love. It's a natural thing. Amen. You don't have to try hard. Amen?
Amen.
It's real, really. You try that. Okay. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. God loves everybody. Amen.
Amen.
God loves the rich people. God loves the poor people. God loves educated, uneducated, tall, short. God loves drunkard. God loves everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, what you have done. God loves just the way you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God loves everybody. And I pray that today that you begin to feel this love. Because how do we know that God loves us, God loves everybody? Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He
gave.
He gave His one and only Son. Okay. Everybody, look up here, please. The greatest gift that God wants to give it to you is His Son, Jesus Christ. Because in Jesus, there's a joy, there's a love, joy, peace. Okay? There's a life. There's everything you need in Christ. But the problem is, people want to receive something else. God wants to give you Jesus, but people want to receive money, power, fame, and other things. Pleasures. God says, no, I want to give you my Son Jesus. But then you say, no, I want money. I want pleasures. I'm talking about, it does not match. But I'll tell you something. If you have Jesus, in Christ, there's abundance of life. In Christ, there's everything that you need. Do you believe?
Amen.
Only one person believe.
Amen.
Do you believe? And she says, amen. Everybody says, huh? What does that has to do with me? Hey, brothers and sisters, in Christ there's everything you need.
Amen.
Spiritual need, the need for your soul and your physical need, relational need, everything you need in this world is in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may prove it? You may prove it? You see, who is Jesus Christ? You tell me, who is Jesus Christ? He is the creator of this world. Do you believe? We just read the Bible. Through him all things were made. Jesus Christ is the creator of this world. And if he created the whole world with his words, let there be. Don't you think he has the power to do all things and everything for you? He has power? Hallelujah. Amen. Indeed, Jesus Christ has everything. Everything you need is in him. Now, I'll tell you now. Here's a gift. The greatest gift God wants to give it to you is his son, Jesus Christ. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he is eternal life, and he comes into you, he gives you eternal life. And that eternal life is the most beautiful thing on this earth. That eternal life is the most precious gift you can receive. Now here's a gift God gives to you. What do you need to do? Some of you, today, you are here, you are hearing the good news of Jesus Christ, and you are looking at this and, that's a pretty box, that's a pretty present gift. You're just looking at it and you just talk about it. You watch, you look at it and you talk about it. But if you don't receive, it doesn't become yours. When God wants to give you the greatest gift of Jesus Christ, all you need to do is
receive.
All you need to do is
receive.
Hallelujah. So you open your heart and you just accept. You just accept. Okay, John 1:12. Let's look at the scripture. What? John 1:12. All right? Let me take the gift back. I'll give you later. All right, John 1:12. Okay, ready? Begin.
Begin. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Yet to all who receive him, those who believe in his name. What is his name?
Jesus
Christ. And it says, those who believe. Now how do we believe in Jesus' name, the name of Jesus? How do we believe Jesus? Bible says, those who receive. Those who receive. Look, receiving and believing, same thing. If you say, I believe in Jesus, that means I receive him. When you say, I receive Jesus, that means I believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, God is giving you the gift of Jesus Christ, the eternal life. What are you going to say? If you accept, it becomes yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people say, it's too easy. Pastor, it sounds too easy. That's all I need to do to be saved, to have eternal life, just receive. Yes, that's all you need to do. You see, all the religious people out there, they are adding the works of man and woman. They need to pray 5 times, they have to go to mountain and, you know, go through that hard training and all that. They need to give away the many the things to the poor people. Then you become what, you know, whatever. No. Bible does not state that. Bible clearly says one thing. God wants to give you the gift. All you need to do is receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the gospel.
Amen.
How wonderful. How wonderful the gospel is.
Amen.
You just receive. You receive Jesus as your gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So in Jesus, there's everything you need. Okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That whosoever believes means what? Receiving. Believes in him shall not? What's the word there? Next. Shall not
perish.
Okay. Oh, I forgot this part. Okay. So, okay. God wants to give you a gift, a very wonderful gift. His name is Jesus Christ. What do you want to do, Sondos? You'll take it. You receive. You want this, huh?
Yes.
There are four temptations, Satan's temptations, okay? People don't want to receive it because of these four temptations. Number one, I'm a terrible sinner. I have committed too big of a sin. But I'm telling you, there is no sin that God cannot forgive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Second, I need more time, delaying it. that Satan's 100% is coming from Satan. Listen, Bible says, today is a day of salvation.
Amen.
Today is a day of salvation.
Amen.
So we need to receive it today, not tomorrow. Because, this, I mean, realistically, do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? Raise your hand if you know what's going to happen tomorrow. Raise your hand if you're sure that you're going to be alive tomorrow. Are you sure? Nobody can say about what's going to happen tomorrow, right? That's why we shouldn't delay. If you are here at church for the first time, I pray that you will receive the gift of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And third one is the hard one. Third reason. It says, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. Well, I didn't do anything bad. I didn't kill anybody. I didn't steal. Okay? I didn't commit adultery. So, I'm a good person. Why do I need to accept the gift? Why do I need to accept Jesus Christ? Well, God does not care whether you are a good person or a bad person. What God cares is that you have a heart to receive Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In God's eyes, all are sinners. Whether you are a small sinner or medium or big sinner, doesn't matter. You understand? Whether you kill somebody or just steal a little candy from a boy or girl, it doesn't matter. In God's eyes, everybody's a sinner. Why? Because we were born from Adam. Right? Adam is the ancestor of humanity. And he was a sinner, and the seed of the ancestor Adam is sinners. And we have committed many sins as well, with our words, with our thoughts, with our actions. Okay, number four is, I don't understand it clearly. Okay, now, when you eat food, do you understand everything what you're eating? Huh? When you cook something, and then do you understand what you're eating? Do you understand what's the ingredients there? Everything? No, you don't necessarily need to know what the food is made out of. As long as you know that is food, pizza or hamburger, then you eat, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may not understand Bible clearly, the gospel clearly, but you eat, you take it, and the gospel will do great works for your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay. The Bible says, if you receive Jesus, you will not perish. If you receive Jesus, you will not perish. If you have Jesus, you have eternal life. If you don't have Jesus, you'll perish. Now, perish means disappearing without a trace. So, everything we have in this world is perishing. Okay? Perishing means disappearing. Okay? How many of you car? How many of you have a car? You're driving a car? Joseph, raise your hand. You sold your car already? Who has a car though? Anybody has a car? Anyway.
Only you.
Oh, Joseph has.
Oh, okay.
I have a bicycle.
You have a bicycle? Oh. Jeremiah, you have a bicycle? That bicycle will disappear soon. Amen? The car you're driving is going to disappear soon. Amen? Your house? Maybe you don't have a house in Korea. You have a house back home. Right? Africa, Philippines, whatever. Huh? But I will tell you something. I'm sorry to say this, but the truth is your house will disappear soon. Okay? You have a husband, wife? They will disappear too. I'm sorry to say, they will disappear. You have children? I'm sorry, they will disappear too. Everything, oh God, look. Everything you see on this earth, on this planet, will disappear. Like perish. Perish means disappear without trace. Everything you see, you have, will disappear. Hello?
Amen.
See the reality of life. You think you will enjoy forever on this earth? No. Our life is very short. Maybe 60, 70 years or 80, 90 or even 200 years. Huh? But it's very short. In Africa, the life span is very short, I heard. 50, 60?
120. That's not true.
One of our brother from Liberia, he says that the lifespan there is very short, and that's why he flew to Korea. Because Koreans live longer. Yeah. Yeah, so
maybe that is his family. He's talking about his family.
Okay. Amen. Anyway, welcome to Korea. But anyway, Koreans die too. Everybody dies. Oh Lord Jesus, may your eyes be open today. Bible says, you shall not perish. Means your physical life, everything about your physical life will disappear, but once the eternal life, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, enters into your being, that eternal life, because it is eternal life, it will last forever. Amen. And you will not perish. That's what it means. If you have Jesus, you will not perish, but you will have eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And whatever you do for Jesus Christ, it will last forever. Whatever that you are in Christ, that will last forever. That's what it means. Oh, may we be wise to listen to this gospel. When you have Jesus, you have everything. When you have Jesus, you have eternal life. Ecclesiastes 1:2. Have you heard of King Solomon? Did you hear King Solomon?
Yes.
Yes. The wisest guy. The man with a full wisdom, right? He had 1,000 wives and concubines. All together, he had 1,000. Do you think that's happy or do you think that's heaven or hell? Huh? And he had the power, prestige, position, wealth, everything. Solomon. And this person, at the end of his life, before he died, he confessed. He confessed the conclusion of his life. Oh well, I had so many women, I had so much money, gold and diamonds and the wealth and the prestige and the fame. Everybody came to me to hear the words of wisdom. But you know what? I did all these things of this world, but then the conclusion of my life is this. Ecclesiastes 1:2. And chapter 12 also says the same thing. Okay, read it together. Begin. Meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Oh, Lord Jesus. May your eyes be open. How many times meaningless here? Huh? Five. Right? Four? Okay. Doesn't matter. Four or five, not important. Solomon says, meaningless. Everything is? Okay, you're right on this. Now, listen. Let me ask you this question. Are you doing something that is meaningful or meaningless? Half and half? Are you doing something in your life that is meaningful or meaningless? If anything has to do with Jesus Christ, it becomes meaningful. If anything that has to do with not with Jesus Christ is?
Meaningless.
Do you understand? Anything that has to do with me, my family, my life on this earth, it becomes, at the end of it, it becomes a handful of ash, meaningless. But anything that has to do with God, with Jesus Christ, becomes meaningful. Because Jesus Christ, He is God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's what this means when the Bible says, you will not perish. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you are in Christ, whatever you do, it's meaningful and it will last forever. I pray that you will cease. You'll save your time, and your time will become meaningful because you will live your life in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Even the money you earn, yes, you use for your life and for your family, yeah? But I pray that you put priority over about your money, about your finance, that you put God number one in your finance. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
By doing it, you are saying, Jesus is the Lord of my finance, my life. Then your finance becomes meaningful. Hallelujah. Your talent, your time, your life, everything. It came from God, and we shall give it back to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. You will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the conclusion of today's message. Ye will but have eternal life. Let's read 1 Peter 1:23. Begin.
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God.
Amen. We are all born again. We all can be born again through imperishable seed, not perishable seed. What is the imperishable seed? That is the living and enduring word of God. You heard today's message today, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now this is the gospel. You heard today, that's the word of God. You become born again through that imperishable seed, which is the word of God, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next verse. John 1:12, one more time, let's read together. Begin. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Hallelujah. Before we accept Jesus Christ, we were the children of the devil. Because all sinners are under the devil. Right? All sinners are under the devil. But the moment you receive Jesus Christ, your position will be changed to the under God. Under Jesus. And you will become children of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want to see all of you in heaven. If you are here for the first time, and you may not know who Jesus Christ is, I pray that you accept Jesus, the gift, the greatest gift that God can give it to you. And when you accept the gift, we will see each other in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will become children of God. Okay, next. This is a wonderful verse and the promise. Let's read it together. I tell you the truth.
Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
Amen. I tell the truth, whoever hears my word, you heard today, God's word, and believes him who sent me, who is God the Father, has eternal life. If you hear the gospel today and you say amen to Jesus, I want him, you have eternal life.
Amen.
And Bible says you will not be condemned. And here's what's fascinating. The moment you believe Jesus Christ, this is what happened. He has crossed over, past tense. He has crossed over from death to
life.
From death to
life.
Actually, in the original word, it says, you have already crossed over. You have already crossed over from death to
life.
We don't know about tomorrow. When you have chance, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You shall cross over from death to life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this life is not perishing life. This life is eternal life.
Amen.
The life of Jesus Christ is eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 One last verse. One last verse. It says, Acts chapter 2, verse 21. Do you have that? It's the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And his name is Lord Jesus. Jesus is the Lord of your life. As the moment you call on his name, you shall be saved. Can we read that? Acts chapter 2:21. Ready? Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. Crossover from death to life. Hallelujah. Call on His name. Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody.
Lord Jesus.
One more time.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. From your spirit, come on.
Lord Jesus.
One more time.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Okay, close your eyes now. Please close your eyes. The eternal life is at stake. There's a life and death. This is your choice. Are you going to hold on to the perishable thing or imperishable, the eternal life? That's your choice. I'm going to lead you into a prayer. We call it acceptance prayer. Remember? Those who believe in His name, those who accept, is accepting prayer. When you accept Jesus, you will receive eternal life. And your life will be changed. Your life will be changed. Your life will be transformed. So say this prayer with me, brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For Jesus Christ.
For Jesus Christ.
For you came
in
the flesh.
To die on the cross
for my sins.
I thank you
because you died for me.
I thank you
because you rose again from the death.
I thank you
because you came into my life.
You entered into my life
as a spirit.
I receive you.
I accept you.
I want you,
and I want to live my life
for Jesus,
now and forever.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Oh,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you pray this prayer, indeed you have eternal life. God is with you. God is on your side. God bless you. Hallelujah. Can we all rise and sing this song? Let's sing this song together. Caesar, do you know this song? Hallelujah, you have won the victory. The song we sang before. Hallelujah. Do you know?